This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 2nd July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel today is warm and sunny. In Tel Aviv, people are enjoying clear skies, while Jerusalem remains bright and breezy. Haifa is experiencing a pleasant day too, with temperatures perfectly suited for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran prepares to bury slain Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei with a week of mass mourning. This comes from the Jerusalem Post, just in. Also, earlier this hour, at least 5 people were killed and 16 wounded as a bomb blast ripped through a cafe in Damascus. That's according to the Times of Israel. Also, this hour, Syria sees multiple casualties after a bombing attack near the Palace of Justice. I-24 News reported this incident earlier today. Separately, the U.S. reportedly offers to unfreeze Iranian funds to keep the Strait of Hormuz open. This comes from Ynet a short time ago. And finally, a smaller scarred Maccabiah Games opens in Israel, carrying the weight of October 7th and the ongoing war. In earlier reporting, the JTA highlighted this event. Reaction has been swift on social media. I-24 News English shared just minutes ago a report from southern Israel where families mark 1,000 days since October 7th with tributes and protests. Amit Segal, a journalist, posted earlier today that the U.S. has offered to release part of the frozen funds if Iran waives the toll in the Strait of Hormuz. Tehran is currently refusing. Carmel Melamed, a commentator, wrote minutes ago about the Iranian regime's response to recent events, referencing the burial of Mojtaba's wife and criticizing the regime's past actions against protesters. Now for more on those stories, starting with Iran, the Jerusalem Post reports that the country is entering a period of mass mourning after the killing of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. The strikes by the U.S. and Israel mark a significant escalation in regional tensions. This development could impact diplomatic relations and stability in the region. Turning to Syria, the Times of Israel detailed an explosion in Damascus that left 5 dead and 16 wounded. The blast occurred near a key government building, reminiscent of the country's past conflict episodes. No group has claimed responsibility, leaving the situation tense and uncertain for civilians. Meanwhile, I-24 News reported that another bombing took place near the Palace of Justice in Syria, causing additional casualties. This attack closely followed the earlier blast, further destabilizing the capital and raising security concerns. On the diplomatic front, Ynet reports that Washington discussed releasing $6 billion in frozen Iranian funds to ensure the Strait of Hormuz remains open. However, negotiations hit a snag as Iran demands more significant concessions. This impasse could affect global oil routes and economic stability. Finally, the JTA notes that the Maccabiah Games opened in Israel under the shadow of recent conflicts. With only about 5,000 athletes participating, the games are notably smaller, reflecting the ongoing regional tensions and security concerns for international visitors. In financial news, first from CTEC, REE Automotive seeks court protection after its valuation plummeted from $3.1 billion. The Israeli electric vehicle startup now faces a $17 million debt restructuring, marking a significant downturn for the company. Separately, Ynet Business reports that the UK's tech chief visited Israel to strengthen innovation ties. Serena Stone, on her first bilateral visit, met with entrepreneurs and researchers, highlighting the importance of international collaboration in tech development. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reveals an agreement between the Treasury and the Ministry of Defense. The Treasury will provide 15 billion shekels immediately, addressing a budget gap and ensuring continued defense funding. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 9 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.